USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
David Pecker's involvement in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial came to light in court on Thursday. Pecker took the stand for his third day of testimony and revealed conversations between himself, the former president, and associate Michael Cohen. Pecker said he arranged to buy the story surrounding Trump's alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal for $150,000, but says he backed out of the deal after consulting with election lawyers, believing the payment may break the law. The parent company of TikTok, ByteDance, has stated it has no intentions of selling the social media platform. In response to a report by the website The Information suggesting otherwise, ByteDance denied any plans for sale in the statement posted on a Chinese media platform it owns. President Biden recently signed a bill into law that requires ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a potential ban in the U.S. The Federal Communications Commission is voting on reinstating net neutrality rules, which prevent broadband providers from blocking internet traffic to certain websites and favoring those that pay extra fees for faster access. The FCC chair emphasized the importance of net neutrality, especially in the light of the pandemic, which has drastically changed our lives. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
While special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden is unveiling new investments enabled by the Bipartisan Chips and Sciences Act. John Schaefer with the details.
Thursday in Syracuse, New York, Biden announced a $6 billion deal with semiconductor manufacturer Micron.
In 2022, together with Leader Schumer, we wrote the Chips and Science Act. We used to invest significant amounts of money in research and development. We stopped doing it, but I was determined we were going to do it again. It's one of the most significant science and technology investments.
This investment will aid in establishing two manufacturing hubs, one in Clay, New York, and the other in Boise, Idaho, where Micron is headquartered. Boosting semiconductor production in the U.S. has been a central priority for Biden's administration.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines is suspending its operations at four major airports, including George Bush Intercontinental in Houston. The carrier is reporting that despite a record $6.3 billion in revenue in the first quarter of this year, it lost over $230 million in that same time frame. The company says those losses, coupled with the delayed deliveries of new aircraft from Boeing, has led to the decision to suspend service at the airports. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. According to the Commerce Department's latest figures, gross domestic product, the GDP, increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecast of a 2.4% raise. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.